Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The following very, very special program is brought to you in lively black and white on NBC.
Oh, unfortunately, no budget today for color.
Again?
Good morning, everyone. Again, 2 days in a row. Welcome to the second hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning.
And how is it such awesome bright tie-dye today, Jason?
Yeah, nope,
this looks like gray.
Well, we blew the budget on that helicopter that we implemented trying to find Alexis this morning on Highway 36.
Yeah!
How much is that helicopter?
That is no color for Jason and Alexis in the morning for 3 weeks. Yeah, we blew the budget.
Weeks? Yeah.
3 weeks?
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. If you missed it, please listen to the first hour and the podcast a little bit later.
You guys were cracking me up.
Alexis was a little tardy to the party.
She was a little
Kim Zolciak this morning.
It's just crazy. I got to the station and realized I forgot my phone. What would you guys have done?
Would you have gone back home? I wouldn't have, only because, and you had great reason, A, you're raising a child, so people need to be able to get a hold of you.
Sure. Yeah.
Number two, you listed off, you have a lot of stuff that you need to do today with your phone.
Yeah.
I would muddle through, and I have my Apple Watch, so
yes,
people
have
really
one of those.
Yeah, if people needed to get a hold of me, they could.
Yep.
So.
And that's happened before, too, where I'm just like, well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Just a day. No big
deal. Just a day.
Yeah. But today was not one of those days, and I realized, okay, well, I got either go now and have a chance, or just walk upstairs, which, you know, I was like leisurely driving in like, ooh, I feel good. Listen to my 90s jams, just like screaming in my car, feeling great. And then it was like, oh, I didn't, you know, usually it might happen on the route to work, but it happened right when I parked.
Oh,
it's like
horrible feeling.
I remembered everything but that, which is the most important thing. I'd rather remember that than my bra. I'm serious.
Have you ever left the house without forgotten your bra?
Well, not these days.
Oh, okay.
With the baby and all, you know. They changed, man. Yeah, I'm not doing anything. They dried up at 8 months. So if that's what you're thinking, no. Although some people really do breastfeed for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, mine just decided we're done and just dried up. But they have changed since then, is my point.
Oh, they have?
Yeah, yeah.
Your boobies changed?
They have, yeah.
You need to secure them.
Yeah, I need some support.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Which I never necessarily needed before, but I would still rather not wear the bra with no support there than leave my phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just let them hang fast and loose.
Free balling, baby.
Free balling, and it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
It happens.
Yeah.
My boobs changed after Zen.
Right?
You know? Yes. Oh, were you guys cycling together?
And
you
are.
I'm free balling.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were cycling. Yes,
you just look for tape.
Question.
You know, yeah. You just tape your nips sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Tape your nips.
You ever had to do that when you forget a bra, Holly? So you're not nipping out.
I don't care.
Oh, okay. They get sensitive, you know.
Lex?
Oh yeah, I have had
You've
to do
taped your nips.
Oh yeah, haven't you? Come on, Jace. All the cool kids are doing it.
I wore nipple covers.
Oh, you know, like those, a pasty.
Yeah, like a pasty
like
before.
Like Julia, like their nipple. Yeah.
Well, no, that's different. No, that's what you want to show. Yeah, that is.
That's right. That's to make them, that's to make them, that's to accentuate them.
Yes. That's for nipple amplification.
Right.
And
that's
that
I was looking for.
I wore those on stage at Project Down and Dirty Rock Band.
Oh, that's right.
And for nipple amplification, you did?
Yes, for nipple amplification.
I remember that.
And then I had to take them off because then my parents were there afterwards.
Oh, my gosh.
And I remember going in and, like, you know, seeing, like, my dad. And I'm like, oh, I've got these nipples on. This is awkward. I got to go.
There's some things. Yeah.
But most of the time, if my nipples are out, this is what they're singing.
I don't care.
That's a YP. That's a your problem.
That's true.
Oh, gosh.
Where do we go from here?
Hey, I enjoy these conversations. The gays love the boobs. Just FYI, it's a fun fact. It's a generality, but gays love boobs. I'm just telling you.
Big they one, do. Yeah. Big one.
Excuse me, Jason, Alexis, Holly, this is God.
Hi, God. Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt the show again, but I was wondering if I could ask you three a favor.
Sure. Right, Lex?
Yeah.
Do you happen to know how I can get some Taylor Swift concert tickets?
Oh.
Oh, no, God. We don't have any way. No.
Okay. I thought it was worth a shot. Thank you.
No, God, wait,
God,
we have questions.
Oh,
God,
did you ever think about showing your nipples? Wait.
He always leaves before we can ask him questions.
Ta-ta's for Tay-Tay.
What did you ask God, Holly? What did you just ask God?
You know, just lift it up. Your tatas for Tay Tay.
Oh, tatas for Tay. What are you, Nell? Tay in the wind.
No, don't do that.
No. Tay in the wind.
No. Oh, my gosh.
I'll take a quarter pound of
there
the cheese.
Here it comes, yep.
That's right. Tay in the wind.
Oh,
Jody.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, she was nominated for an Oscar for that.
I know. Our favorite Woods woman.
Oh, my. I thought that God would be more persistent. He was like, okay.
He gave up, didn't he?
Bye-bye. You can get a nice aerial view, God, if you'd like.
Yeah. Something's happening on Broadway, and Alexis does not understand. I don't understand, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, what?
Wait till you hear this.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From, like, the 70s or 80s.
Saturday, Wonder Woman leaps into an explosive situation as robbers plot to black out Washington. Then, her name is Willa, a woman tender and tough. Many men pursue her, but all Willa pursues is her dream. You'll stand up and cheer for Willa, the CBS Saturday night movie following Wonder Woman at 8, 7 Central and Mountain.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Willa. Willa. During the golden age of TV movies. Made for TV movies.
Oh boy, her mom's a drunk, her husband has abandoned her, and she has two kids.
And she's a truck driver.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Willa.
Whoa. What a life.
CBS Sunday night movie, I know. And Wonder Woman. Fantastic. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the Morning, right here on My Talk. We have a prize to give you in just a little bit.
Plus, yes.
Would you rather coming up in Liz, a fun second hour. But right now, I'm so afraid of the story. Hey, Lex.
Hey, Jace.
What's happening on Broadway?
Oh, my gosh. There is a serial pooper at the legendary Schubert theater in New York City. They struck again last week, and they're doing it at the show Some Like It Hot. And I guess some like it steaming hot. It does sound like a joke.
What?
What? So Some Like It Hot, that's the show that's playing there right now. And I guess this has happened multiple times, but the most recent pooper strike was when Hillary and Chelsea Clinton were in the audience. I don't think this has anything to do with political stuff. It's just they just happened to be there. The lights came up during intermission, and there were two human turds right in the aisle.
Oh, my God.
Now, the crew, they responded appropriately, quickly. They got rid of that dookie. But here's the deal. I guess this has happened multiple times, at least four.
Oh, my God.
At this show, Some Like It Hot. They also speculated that it would be really sad if it was an elder person who just didn't make it in time.
Crap head.
I have so many questions.
I hope I have answers for you.
My first question is, how is this happening?
Yeah. How fresh is it?
Well, how is this happening and no one notices that a human being, no matter the size, a human being is standing up in the middle of a Broadway performance.
Right.
Pulling down their pants.
The show's that captivating, Jason.
Squatting and doing this in the aisle.
Unless they're all involved on the aisle there and they all kind of shelter the one brave.
Come on. So,
like, can you imagine getting that short stick? You're like, yep, it's your day. And you know, what do you eat before that? You know, how do you prepare for that? But they're not sure about the freshness of it, whether someone's actually doing it live in the audience, having their own show, or if they're smuggling it in like a baggie.
Yeah, and then just letting the Tootsie Rolls fall where they may.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's,
oh.
Yeah.
That, okay. That's what's happening.
Right.
I don't even need, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
They're not, because it's basically impossible.
Yeah.
How could this has happened multiple times?
It's the fourth time, apparently.
Yeah, no.
What?
This is,
and they're calling this person the Phantom of the Pooperia.
The Pooperia?
Pooperia.
Wait, poop. Wait.
Not the Phantom of the Poopra.
Of the Poopra. Of the Poopra.
Yeah.
Phantom of the Poopra. The Poopra. There you go. The Phantom.
Don't you dare bring Oprah into this.
The
don't
Pooperia.
You dare.
You're
gonna, don't bring Oprah
Poopery.
Into this. No.
It's one of her favorite things of all time.
What?
Did you see it on the list last December?
Yeah, it makes a great
Talk
gift.
Much.
Well, it's a really just a missed opportunity if they're not calling them the Phantom of the Poobert.
Poobert. Oh, right. That's even better.
The Poobert Theater.
Yes.
Poobert Theater, yeah.
Oh.
What's wrong with here? I know this is what's wrong with people nowadays? I know I sound like I'm old and get off my lawn, but what's
so
wrong
true.
With people? How are you raised? What are you trying to say? What's the
probably because really, it's Some Like It Hot, so they think it's kind of maybe like a dad joke.
What?
Is my guess. The show is Some Like It Hot.
Yeah.
So maybe there's some connection to that because that's the show that they're doing it and leaving them.
What?
You get it, right? Some
no.
Like It Hot.
Yes.
Oh.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
What?
We made it.
I'm there. Take me a little bit. No, I hope it's not. Yeah, I hope it's not some sort of anti-drag thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ooh, right.
Because, you know, which, by the way,
oh my
don't
gosh.
Even get me started. I'm not even going to touch that because it'll get me all worked up. But or maybe it's just someone that's just very bored and needs. But they're spending a lot of money.
Yeah, uh-huh. Unless
that's
it's a whole, like, team.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, you take Tuesday's show.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
It's Turds Day.
Yeah. Holly, I'm not.
I shouldn't give her a hi hat.
No, go ahead. Gosh. Go ahead.
We'll encourage it. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll encourage it. There it is.
Oh man, see, it's embarrassment. Does your study that you told us about last hour, Holly, apply to not only children but your coworkers as well?
Yeah, that's
more resilient.
Yes, I'm making the connection, and that's where I said Jason and Alexis in the Morning is actually doing a public service every day, because through our secondhand embarrassment and our dad jokes, we are making the world a more resilient place to live.
That's right.
Yeah. Snaps for that. Is intermission over? Check the floor before you start walking.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man, they should be arrested. The poor crew that has to pick that up.
Yeah.
Oh. Should be fined, and all the money should go to the pooper scooper.
Well. There we go, everybody. There's your
So that happened.
Stop! You brought up this story.
Maybe it was, they miscalculated a fart.
No, you don't miscalculate a fart and shake it out of your pants.
Yeah.
Four times. This is premeditated.
It is. Oh, gross.
Awful. People are just... Megan Lane just tweeted us, and she's absolutely
right. You've got mail.
People are just disgusting.
Yes.
When they finally do catch this disgusting human being, I hope they're banned from every New York theater forever. You don't come back. You don't come back from this.
Yeah.
You should not be allowed. You should not be allowed in polite society. Yeah. You should be. You can't. No. Movie theaters, AMC should ban them. Everybody. It's just disgusting.
Yeah.
It's gross.
They need their picture up. They're writing bad checks.
Oh, well, she went right to bad checks, didn't she? Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Bad checks.
Right. Should we give something away?
Please.
For
listening to this, thank you. You win things.
Oh, that's right. I should wrap up. Here we go. Everybody, there has been your Broadway pooping conversation. There we go. Holly, take it away.
Well, you know, after that conversation, we've got a wonderful prize to give away.
Do we?
A 4-pack of ticket vouchers to the Minnesota Children's Museum.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, 651-641-1071. Caller number 7 will win a 4-pack ticket voucher, set of them, to the Minnesota Children's Museum. That's 651-641-1071. Seventh caller is going to win this prize.
Coming up next, we're going to play a little Would You Rather, and then our friend Liz will class up the joint. She'll join us a little bit later. And then Second Chance Romance. A fun show still ahead. Stay right there. Once again, welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. I'm iTalk 107.1, everything entertainment. Everything elevator music. Thanks for being here. We have Liz coming up in a little bit. Plus Second Chance Romance, because it's Tuesday.
We're going to find love today.
Absolutely right.
Are we?
I don't think so. But we can always dream.
Oh.
Okay, here we go, everyone. Time to play Would You Rather.
It's time to make a choice.
Would you rather?
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather.
Would you rather? Lovely. Lovely. Very nice. Mall music for you. Okay. Please play along with your family and friends. I'm going to pull up my $5 app here.
Nice.
Okay, here we go.
Would you...
I'm going to start easy.
Okay.
Would you rather...
have supernatural strength?
Ooh.
Or have supernatural intelligence?
Ooh. I've always wanted to be Hulk. I'm going to go with strength today.
Okay. Holly Roberts?
That'd be really fun.
Alexis is going to smash!
That's right!
You know what? I'm going to go with the super intelligence, only because with super strength, I feel like there might be some joint pain involved. Like being that strong.
Oh my gosh!
I'm just thinking in the long term.
Yeah.
Right.
Need some super ointment.
Always practical. Yeah. Always thinking practically. Yeah. I'm going with intelligence, you know?
Yeah, of course.
I just want to be smart a couple days out of my life, you know? Okay, here we go.
We'd be quite the team, though, don't you think?
Oh,
yeah.
You got to have both.
You got to have both. Here we go.
Would you rather
lose your private parts?
Ooh.
Or lose your dominant hand?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to say goodbye to my private parts. I really like doing stuff with my hands.
I'm not going to touch that. not even.
I was hoping you'd take that and go.
I just.
depends
if I'm alive. I'm not going to say it.
What are you doing?
Oh, bye-bye hand.
You got another one, right?
I have another one. I'll learn to bowl with my right hand.
Oh. Holly?
Yeah, I'm going to learn to write with my foot. It's going to be great. My pedicure budget's going to go up.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. That's, I mean, all you need is a nice... strategically place Santa Bear and you're fine.
You're fine.
That's true.
Don't need a hand for that.
No. I can't wait to see you sign autographs at the fair, Holly. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
Just with an X. That's all you need.
Just an X.
It's legendary.
What are we, in the 15th century?
Pretty much. I guess maybe you're closer to ambidextrous.
Yeah,
but
we'll learn.
Sometimes. Oof.
Yeah.
And without private parts, so we wouldn't have our friend that comes, you know? That might be good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Chase?
your once-a-month friend?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Here we go. This is a fun one.
Would you rather
ride a very big horse or ride a very small pony?
Oh, give me that big horse. I think that would be great. I'm worried about crushing the small pony. Oh, my word.
Oh.
But a big horse, you're up high. It's probably fast. And if I'm Hulk-sized, I mean, we'd be quite a team.
Yeah. I'm going to do a large horse, even though they frighten me. They're just such powerful beasts.
Yeah, they are.
Powerful, powerful beasts.
Ooh.
But yeah, Holly.
What are you doing, Holly?
Can I ride Adam Driver as a centaur from the Burberry commercials?
You certainly can.
Ooh, that would definitely be a big horse category.
Oh, as much as the novel.
And I'm going to need my privates for that one.
Saddle up.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Goodbye, dominant hand.
Yeah.
I've changed.
Yeah, I like that one. Okay, here we go.
Would you rather
find a human head in your kitchen?
Oh my gosh. It's in the box.
Ah, the box.
Or a human hand in your kitchen?
Oh, a hand, right?
Yeah.
A head. I mean, there's a lot of things that you could see that you can't unsee. I mean, what on a hand, what are you seeing? You know, maybe some hangnails? On a head, you're seeing eyeballs and mucus and orifices.
Oh,
and
what's in the box?
Hair.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing hand.
Oh. Yeah. Hand be like, well, gee, what happened here?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I guess you picked your private parts.
Yeah, right.
Here we go.
Would you rather
eat only chips for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Yes. Or you don't even know about the next question.
Cake.
Chips. Oh, chips. I love chips.
She loves chips.
I love chips.
She's like a Jersey girl.
She's like a Jersey girl.
I like my drink.
I like my drink. I like my chips.
I like my drink. Yeah. I like my chips.
Salty Holly, and what delicious. Are you doing?
Oh, I'm eating chips.
Yeah.
Two salted chips. You can have ruffled chips, tortilla chips.
Yep. Barbecue chips.
This is right. Bubba Gump naming off the chips.
Yep. Wavy.
Yeah.
I love nuts.
Yeah.
And I love my drink.
That's right.
Give me some chips.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait to eat. I'm starving. Been drinking the La Croix all morning.
La Croix.
I know. I'm doing chips. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Oh. Cool Ranch Doritos forever.
Ooh, lick that seasoning.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking sour cream and onion. Lay's.
Ooh, classic.
Oh, yeah. Those are classic. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Would you rather
always be 15 minutes late?
Ooh.
Or always be 30 minutes early?
Oh, 30 minutes early. I hate being late.
Holly?
Yeah. I'm bringing a book. I will amuse myself. Yeah. I will stare out into the distance. That's fine.
That's knitting time right there, baby.
Yeah. Got to get those walleyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got to make those walleyes.
Yeah.
That's right.
What about you, Jace?
I'm early. Oh. Yeah. Early.
Yep.
Okay, there's always one of these in every pack. Here's I love these. Here we go.
Would you rather have
vaginas for ears?
Okay.
Or penises for fingers?
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow. Well, I'm going with vaginas for ears because you could just be like, look, I'm a character from Lord of the Rings.
And then penis fingers, you can be from everywhere, everything, all at once.
Oh,
you
know what
I
mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like those penis fingers would be a liability at some point.
Yeah, you can kind of hide your vagina ears.
With hair?
Yeah, you just grow it out.
A strategically placed hat. And then what happens when your penis fingers get excited? Oh.
Well, it's a party, I guess. I mean.
Arthritis.
You'll have some people calling you.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all doing ears.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know. I might do the penis fingers.
Just for the fun of it?
Yeah, just for the fun of it. We all watched Lobster Hand, right?
Yeah. And
that was a Ryan Murphy.
American Horror Story.
Peters. Evan Peters.
Lobster had, Boy, yeah.
I mean, he was really giving delight to a lot of people.
Oh, boy.
Giving delight. Alexis is 90s hip-hop group that she tried to start.
Yeah, that's a good name. Yeah, give it a light.
Oh, let's close this up. It ain't going to get better than that.
I hope you're happy with your choice. Would you rather?
This has been Would You Rather?
Hey, everybody. The listener rewards treasure chest is plentiful. That's right. You can win a Bose wireless speaker, gift cards to Ooh La La, Bubbly Paws, or Culver's. And four chances daily to win $100 and be eligible for the Pick Your Prize grand prize.
Woo-hoo!
See everything up for listener rewards at mytalk1071.com. Speaking of the Pick Your Prize contest, another winner is coming up at the top of our final hour, about 20 minutes away. So don't you go anywhere. But coming up next, we're talking with our friend Liz right after this.
Oh! know it's always a prize when you work with Rebath, rebath.com. What's so great is that on their website, you can sign up to have a designer come to your home, and they will bring the showroom to you. Hundreds of options for you. They can look at your space, look at your budget, and come up with a beautiful custom design. They're not covering up the old base and the old tub. None of that. They're fully removing that. You know that nasty thing will be under there. And they make an absolutely gorgeous bathroom for you. Of course, they'll tell you about DuraBath, which is their exclusive brand. And if you decide to go with them, make sure you mention me or my talk. You'll get $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. And when it comes to insulation, they'll get it done in 5 days or less. Yeah, it saves you time, saves you stress. They also have some great long-term warranties as well. You can also stop into their showroom. That's in Apple Valley on Galaxy Avenue. You can see a replica of my bathroom there. So check it out and head on to rebath.com and get that designer out today.
And now, a moment with Will and Grace and Karen.
You know, that doctor wasn't as thorough as I had expected. He almost forgot to do my breast examination.
This has been a moment with Will and Grace and Karen.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm iTalk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything Karen Walker. I'm Jace with Lex and Holla Roberts. So our friend Liz has an appointment today, so she will be unable to join us. She'll be back. She'll be back next week at her regularly scheduled time. But right now, Lex has written on the show sheet an intriguing series of words.
Oh, yeah.
She has written on the show sheet, I have a life question about your ex and your parents and grandma. Color me intrigued.
Yeah. I wonder if you guys have experienced this personally or how you would feel.
Okay.
So let's say you're dating someone, you've dated a few years, and then you break up.
Okay.
But then your ex continues to have a relationship with your family, takes your parents and your grandma out to dinner without you. How do you feel?
Well, as the...
And I know there's a lot of factors, you know, but still.
As the other person, I would feel weird.
Mm-hmm.
I know me. I would not like that.
Yeah.
But as the other person, I don't know. Like when my relationship with my ex Ryan ended, I was still very friendly with his mother.
Yeah.
MJ. Hi, MJ. Who's still a my talker. And so is Ryan, for heaven's sake.
I still see her out and about.
We
kind of live in the same neck of the woods.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
I love MJ. And Ryan and I have it is very amicable, but.
Yeah. Would you take his mom out to dinner and grandma?
No, I might. There's been so many years. I would ask MJ to ask Ryan if that was all right.
Sure.
But it would be weird. Holly, what do you think?
The going out to dinner is the line that gets crossed. I, too, have been in previous relationships, and I don't mind if people stay in communication. If you're Facebook friends or you chat or you do whatever, that's fine. But then going out to dinner without me? That just is, not a lot of things make me uncomfortable, but that I would be like, okay, I can't stop you from doing it, but I will let you know that I'm uncomfortable with it.
Yes.
Yeah, this is interesting for me, because Colin and I always joke, and this is completely a joke, that if we ever, God forbid, separated or got divorced, we wouldn't fight about material things. I would go to court for custody of his mother.
Right. Yeah. You have a relationship.
Right. And especially, you guys are married. And that takes it up another level.
Yes. These two were dating.
I
bring this up because that's exactly what happened with Zach Braff and Florence Pugh. They dated 3 years. And then he just recently took her mother and grandmother out to dinner. Now, I guess they have a good relationship, but still, I think that would even still test a relationship, or like you guys were saying, might not be the most comfortable thing. Or maybe they just, yeah, are very comfortable with it and it's no big deal. But it's, I just thought that was interesting because my instant reaction was you guys' reaction. Like, ooh, I feel kind of weird about that.
Yeah, it is. It's
without me.
I can't say that I wouldn't do it.
Right.
Because, again, given the scenario of Colin and Mama Haas, I think Mama Haas and I would just we would do it and not tell Colin.
Oh, no, we're going to get wings without you, honey.
Yeah, I think, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, I'll meet you. Meet me at a shortstop. I'll be in the second booth. Yeah, okay. But. No, I'm kind of joking. Colin's like, no, you're not joking. You would totally do that. And he's absolutely right. His mother and I would totally do that. But,
yeah, but you guys have also been together a long time.
We've been together a decade. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and but I wouldn't, the other example that I gave, I certainly wouldn't go out with my ex's mom without
asking him,
dropping him an email, you know what I mean, going, yes. Hey,
hello,
hi, how are
remember
you
me?
we live together by the Guthrie, remember those years? Yeah.
Your mom and I are going to the VFW on Saturday.
Do you mind
what? Yeah,
yeah. And also too, I think that, so like, there's a reason why you break up with somebody.
Yes.
You know, there might be whatever it is. We don't know who instigated it or I would say this, as a person who has broken up with people, I recognize that I'm the person who ended the relationship. And therefore, I have to respect boundaries of the other people, knowing that I did that. And that means you have to back off. And that means sometimes you have to forfeit those relationships, even though they're good, even though they're healthy and you would like to continue them. It's one of those things in life where you have to walk away.
You have to draw a line.
You have to draw a line because you were the one who initiated the breakup and you caused a, you know, I mean,
look. Great answer, Holly.
Yeah. There, it takes two to tango. But sometimes it's like, yeah, I have to walk away. I don't get the friends in this situation. I don't get the family members. I don't get anything. And I have to respect that.
You know what? That is so true because we have all been on the side where a couple that you love, you hang out as couples, they break up. And then at some point, you almost have, like, who gets the friendship in that breakup, even though you still really love the other person? Oh, yeah, man, it's messy, isn't it?
And then the other person, it's like, to quote Angel Toro.
So haters, back up, yo.
Back up.
Yep.
You got to back up.
Yeah.
That's a great point, Holly. Especially if you're the one that initiated it.
Yeah.
You kind of have to give that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes
hard choices.
When you're in your villain era, or at least people are going to perceive you as you being the person in your villain era, you have to be like, well, all right, so that's the way it is. They don't understand the intimate details of this relationship, but the optics, you know, you just got to respect that.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to stop on you there.
Oh, go ahead.
My apologies. I also think time plays into it, perhaps, too. How much time has passed?
That's true.
You know what I mean? Because right now, I would not have, you know, my first scenario, I would not have taken out my ex's mother, MJ, oh, goodness, for probably five, 6 years. It has now been 10, 11 years.
Yeah.
If MJ called me right now in text and said, hey, I heard you're going to be at, I'm going to be there too. Or, you know what I mean? I would totally have a cup of coffee with the MJ.
Oh, yeah. That's,
you know, because it's been 10 years.
Right. And you're both in different relationships.
We're
and
both
have moved
in different.
On
absolutely.
And...
Absolutely. I think time, there's a time element as well. It's nuanced,
totally.
Just like most things in life. It's very nuanced. It's not very cut and dry.
And this relationship, at least with Zach and Florence, it recently ended. So I can see.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that is fresh, girl.
Yeah.
It's a fresh carton of eggs right there.
It is.
I didn't even think about that. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a horse of a different color.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different horse.
It's one thing to be like, oh, I'm cool, you know, at least publicly, but maybe privately there's a little bit of like, what is, what? Why?
Yeah.
Huh? But maybe not. Who knows?
Yep.
Every relationship's different.
Every one of them. Every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to download the newest episode of Two Fairy Godfathers, available right now. You'll get to hear the story of Colin kind of being... You'll see. It's Colin versus some senior citizens because of a pool outfit. It's available right now wherever you get your podcasts. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we are absolutely not going to find love. It's second chance romance time. Right, Lex?
That's right. We're finding love. We're doing it.
No.
Maybe.
We'll be right back. No.
Maybe not.
No. No.